Well, we've all heard anecdotally that we shouldn't shop for groceries when we're hungry because we'll buy more than we need and probably spend more money than we need to. But now it appears that hunger might affect our purchases of non-food items too. Here to tell us more is Dr. Allison Jing Xu. She's an assistant professor of marketing at the Carlson School of Management in the Twin Cities. Welcome.
Hi, Anne. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. I just thought this was so interesting when I read about it. The headline of the press release was "An empty stomach can lead to an empty wallet." So first of all, before we start in on this study, could you just describe your general areas of research for us?
Of course. My major research interest lies in understanding how consumers make decisions and exploring various factors in the environment that may lead us to make different decisions than otherwise may do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So as I mentioned in the introduction, we all know that we're not supposed to go grocery shopping when we're hungry. But,
uh-huh.
but what prompted you to make the shift to looking at other kinds of buying behavior?
The initial trigger of this research actually was to solve a puzzle of my personal behavior.
Okay.
You know, I'm a consumer researcher, and I also love shopping. One day after shopping trip, and I felt really hungry, and I went to a restaurant. As I ate, I started regretting about my impulsive buying behavior. I bought 10 different pairs of tights. I really should have only bought two. But why, half an hour ago, I really felt the urge to buy them? Connecting this puzzle to my general research interest on mindsets, I was wondering whether hunger can actually change what's on our mind and consequently influence our decisions when we purchase non-food products as well. That's how the research was studied.
That's really interesting. So this was from a personal experience that you had.
Right.
Huh. That's great. Okay, so I understand that you conducted 5 studies on this. Would you describe a few of them, how they worked?
Sure. So to test this hypothesis that hunger's influence may go beyond acquisition of calories and nutrition, we conducted studies in different settings, such as like in our behavior labs, outside of a cafeteria, and also outside of department store. In one study, we invited a hungry group of people to the lab. And half of them were treated to a cake before they worked on the main task. And then we showed them a binder clip, a store brand binder clip, the kind of ones that you can find in the supply room. And we asked them how many samples they wanted to take with them. And also, we asked them how much they liked or disliked the binder clips. They also reported how hungry they were. Actually, we found that hunger was unrelated to how much they liked the clips. However, when it came to actually take some, the hungry group took 70% more than their peers did.
Of binder clips, which is obviously not something that has anything to do with hunger.
That's right. So binder clips is not something that is normally you would crave for and also like extremely have affection attached to it. So it's just some stuff.
Interesting. Okay. And then you mentioned doing something outside a department store?
Yes. So in another study, we wanted to test, hey, does hunger could have an influence on people's actual purchasing behavior in the mall? Because in the lab study, we saw that they took more binder clips, but those binder clips were offered for free. Would hunger influence people's behavior of acquisition even though they have to pay for the acquisition behavior? So to look at this research question, we went to a department store. Upon consent, we actually scanned the actual shopping receipts of shoppers leaving a large department store, and we asked them to complete a short survey as well.
Ah.
Based on their self-reported hunger and the median of their score, we can divide them into like 2 groups. Okay, controlling for the influence of how much time is spent on shopping, we noticed that the hungrier shoppers actually spent 64% more money than those who are less hungry.
Huh.
So it seems that hunger can actually influence shoppers' actual behavior, purchasing decisions in real shopping context.
Yeah. Was from your personal experience, this wasn't a huge surprise, but it must have been gratifying to find that it held true with other people?
So based on our hypothesis, we kind of predict what people would behave when they are hungrier than when they were not.
Mm-hmm.
However, we were surprised by the magnitude of this finding.
Sure. When you said that you had them complete a brief survey, did it include things other than hunger, kind of to throw them off?
We look at like how much time they spent in the store, and we also looked at their mood. So normally if you are in a better mood, you spend more money.
Mm-hmm.
However, like excluding the influence of these factors, we still see that hunger has a positive influence on not only the amount of items they purchased, but also the amount of money they spent in the store.
So, Dr. Xu, what factors do you think are at work here? Could you talk a little bit about the psychology of this?
Of course. So we need to find out what's going on there, right? We need to explain the behavior. So basically, we found that hunger triggers a broadly acquisitive mindset and increase the tendency to get stuff in general without actually affecting the liking of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And our theory is that hunger can actually change what's on our mind and influence decisions we make in this particular context, because hunger typically makes us think about seeking, acquiring, and consuming food, and those acquisition-related thoughts may spill over and put us in the mode of getting stuff, driving us to get things even though we cannot eat them.
Mm-hmm. That is so interesting.
Thank you.
So what can you talk a little bit about some of the practical or business implications of these findings? Because I have a few.
Mm-hmm.
For example,
yes.
Like should department stores not offer food then because people would spend more money there?
There definitely is some interesting practical implications,
yeah.
But like as a researcher, we see, well, there are different implications for mm-hmm. like either consumers or the business managers.
Right.
Let's take the perspective of consumers first. So we want to make them aware of the possibility that they may spend more money than otherwise if they have a shopping trip or shop online with empty stomach. Therefore, consumers, please remember, don't go shopping with an empty stomach because an empty stomach may lead to an empty wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Alternatively, you may pack a snack before heading out for the mall. However, if you have to make decisions and you know that you are hungry, probably you should think twice before swiping your card.
Interesting. So did you find that this held with online shopping as well?
These are the implications from our research. We didn't have any data pertaining to online shopping in particular.
Okay.
But think about nowadays, technology really enables us to shop at any time from about anywhere.
Yep.
So actually this unconstrained shopping environment makes hunger even like more important to influence our behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely. So what about it from mm-hmm. the business perspective? What should businesses think about?
Yeah, I think there are a few things they can do. For example, if consumers are more interested in taking samples when they are hungry, so probably if you offer those free samples during like hours either before lunch or before dinner, and consumers will have a higher interest in getting them. And also if you offer like happy shopping hours before lunch or dinner, and you may sell more stuff. And one final point I think is kind of interesting is that, well, why not hide your food court in your basement?
Which I think some people do already, right?
Yes, I guess Macy's did that.
Yeah, you have to really, you have to get through the entire store to get there.
Right, too. I haven't talked to them yet.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. If you just joined us, we're speaking with Dr. Allison Xing Xu. She's a professor of marketing at the Carlson School of Management, and she's talking with us about a study she's recently done about showing how hunger affects your buying behavior, even with non-food items. So, Dr. Xu, I was reading with interest some of the other areas that you work in. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the other studies you're involved in?
Sure. I'm very interested in looking at how our environment may shape our thoughts and also our behaviors. In a different project, my colleagues and I, we are interested in looking at how bright light may influence our decisions. And actually, we found that when people are exposed to bright light, they perceive a higher degree of heat. Therefore, this perception of heat can actually turn on the emotional system, intensifying our initial emotional reactions, no matter it's positive or negative. So basically, if you are in a bright environment in comparison to a dimmed environment, you have stronger reactions to positive things, and also you have stronger reactions to negative things.
Interesting. Can you give us a specific example of what you saw or how you learned that?
Of course. So think about the situation. Do you like eating spicy food?
Yes.
You do? Oh, good. So what's the reason for us to eat spicy food?
Because it tastes better than bland food.
It tastes better, or you just want to seek the feeling of thrilling?
Oh, well.
So that's generally a positive feeling, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in one study, we found that for those people who are exposed to bright light in comparison to dimmed light, actually they chose higher degrees of spice when they choose 18 different options on the Buffalo Wings menu. Apparently, for those who are exposed to bright light, they have more positive affective reactions to the spice.
Interesting.
They find more exciting about eating them.
So maybe So what about dim lights in restaurants then?
Dim lights in restaurants?
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting possibility. So sometimes for the restaurants, they have dimmed lights in order to create some kind of atmosphere. So the romantic atmosphere that may happen in a restaurant. And however, it is true that if you have positive reactions to the food in brighter light, actually you will like it better.
That's great.
So it seems that there are different factors that restaurant managers may consider.
Yes.
On one hand, dimmed light may make people kind of relaxed. But if you want people to have strong affective reactions to your product, exposing them to the bright light would be a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, again, it seems like one of those findings that would have certain implications for the consumer, but different ones for the business people.
Well, they are along the same lines, but you just you have different takeaways if you are taking different perspectives.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. So, Dr. Xu, is there somewhere like a website where people can go to learn more about the science of buying behavior? Because it sounds like there is quite a bit to it. We've barely scratched the surface here tonight.
Well, sure. One website I used to browse is called theconsumerfactor.com. So it summarizes some interesting factors from new research findings about how our shopping behavior or consumption behavior were influenced by various factors.
Okay.
If the audiences are interested in general science, on people's behavior, they may browse a website. With the website is the sciencedaily.com.
Sciencedaily.com,
yeah.
Okay.
And they can also find some interesting news or recent findings in social psychology. And there's another website called psychologicalscience.org. If you find under the section of in the news, you can see a lot of summaries and interesting blogs about the recent findings in marketing as well as in social psychology.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I look forward to looking those up. And is there anything you'd like to add before we let you go?
Well, it's nice talking to you and sharing the ideas with you and the general audience. I think as consumers and researchers, it's interesting to hear feedback from our consumers and see how they think different factors may influence their shopping behavior.
Sure.
And in many situations, their ideas could be inspiring and may lead to important scientific findings. So getting participation from our audiences is very important. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening to this program.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Jingxu. We really appreciate your time this evening, and good luck with your research.